everyone.
Merry Christmas.
You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, and we are outspoken. Outspoken is a pre-recorded talk show which seeks to promote the interests of cycling to riders of all levels and backgrounds.
This episode has been recorded on some good things come.
I've been running for so long. Please tell me where I am. I've been running for so long. Please tell me where I am. And all that I remember is once I was a man. Once a woman followed, but I don't know where she ran. I said, once a woman she followed, but I don't know where she ran. And all that I remember is once I was a man. She walked this road beside. She said, I like where it's going to. She found a heart inside of me, but now it's gone, yeah, gone. I've been running for so long. Tell me where I
the daylight saving time changed, and 1 week we are riding home in golden light, and the next you are pedaling straight into dusk. It's not dramatic, but it's an important change. Visibility drops, reaction time tightens, and the ride home starts to feel a little different, maybe a little more dangerous. The good news is that a few smart adjustments can turn that twilight ride into something smooth, safe, and even kind of beautiful. First thing first, be visible. Lights are essential. You would think I wouldn't have to say that, but the fact is I see people dressed in black without lights or reflected items almost every time I'm out. A strong front beam helps you see, but more importantly, it helps others see you. Rear lights should be steady or flashing, and reflective gear is your best friend. Think ankle bands, spoke reflectors, and a vest that catches headlights from every angle. You are not just a cyclist. You are a moving landmark. Make it easy for drivers to notice you early and often. Next, think about the route. What's great during the day might not be awesome at night. Stick to streets you know well. The ones with decent lighting, predictable traffic, and no potholes. Some streets, which seem fine during the day, have little to no lighting at night. The dark compresses your margin for error, so widen your awareness. Scan intersections early, signal clearly, and ride with intention. Confidence comes from preparation. Riding at night is not about bravado. It's about planning, so you're ready to make good choices rather than reacting to a situation which might have been avoided with a little more preparation. And then winter rolls in. One day is fall and the next is winter, with a meter of snow and ice on the ground. Snow, wind, ice, and that unmistakable crunch under your tires changes the game. But it doesn't end it. Riding through winter is completely doable with the right mindset, the right gear, and a little preparation and planning. Drop that tire pressure for better grip and float, or better yet, get some studded tires. Keep your chain clean and dress in layers that breathe and block the wind. Fenders also help. So do clear lenses and warm gloves, boots, and a winter helmet. The cold asks for good choices, not for speed. And finally, check your gear. A friendly bike lab reminder never hurts. Your tires need a better grip, brakes need extra bite, and riding in the dark asks for a different kind of focus. Go slower, listen to the sounds of traffic, feel the ride. Let the quiet sharpen your senses. This is not a downgrade, it is a seasonal upgrade. So light up, ride smart, and let the night become part of your commuting routine. Let me finish by saying safety is more than gear. It is a mindset. The way you ride, the choices you make, it all matters. Wearing lights and checking brakes is essential, but so is playing it safe at intersections, owning your lane, and reading the road with intention. Safety lives in your habits, but it also shows up in the choices you make.
You can find your way into my It's my favorite time of year again. Everybody starts to care again. Indulgence free from judgment of friends. I say Merry Christmas to me. It's that time again.
The show today with two songs by Gord Matthews, and they were Cheating and Tell Me Where I Am. Later we listened to Campbell and Johnston, and the songs were Find Your Way, It's Christmas Time Again, Radius, and Rich People's Lights.
This was Outspoken, and we are
Dave the Bike Guy
and Sandra. Thanks for listening.
Radio that's amusing, original, inspired. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Support of CKUW is provided by the Western Cultural Center. Did you know that we now offer season passes for our fall and spring season? It's a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want everyone to feel welcome at the WEC and in Winnipeg.
For an ear full of concert music that will stretch your listening brain, check out Groundswell Radio twice a week right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Groundswell Radio, 2 p.m. Monday, 4 p.m. Sunday.